Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I intend to discuss today relates to this notion that people think that a person who dies on Friday or Friday night, then he's shielded from the torment of the grave. Now, as far as the torment of the grave itself is concerned, I have clarified in another lecture what it specifically refers to, and it has a specific connotation. It cannot be taken to be a general connotation. However, as far as this particular topic is concerned, that a person who dies on a Friday or on Friday night, then he's shielded from the torment of the grave, then this is something which is entirely baseless, because the narratives which say so have been regarded as unreliable by hadith authorities. So therefore, it is incorrect to say that as long as a person dies on a Friday or a Friday night, he'll be shielded from the torment of the grave. For a person to be shielded from God's torment, of course, he needs to be doing certain other things. And merely dying on a Friday does not protect a person from such things. Now, as far as the narratives are concerned, there are numerous, but I'll just choose two of them and show how they have been criticized by hadith authorities. Now, the first of them, for example, and the most prominent of them, is in the Sunan of Imam Tirmizi. And after recording the narrative, the words of the narrative, of course, are Imam in Muslimin yamutu yawm al Jumu'ah aw laylat al Jumu'ah illa waqahu Allah fitnat al Qabr, which means that every Muslim who dies on a Friday or a Friday night, he is shielded by God from the torment of the grave. Now, this is something which is recorded by Imam Tirmizi himself. And as soon as he recorded these words, right after these words, he's also recorded that this particular narrative is munqati, it is broken. This chain of narration is broken, which means it is entirely unreliable. And the reason is that Rabia bin Saif, which is one of the narrators, he has no connection with the next one, and the person who narrates it from the Prophet, and which is Abdullah ibn Amr. So therefore, because these two have not been able to, these two are people or narrators who have not heard from each other, and in particular, Rabia bin Saif has not heard from Abdullah ibn Amr. Therefore, this chain is broken. It is munqati, which in other words means that it is entirely unreliable. Now, another example of such a narrative is, this is recorded in a ruh, and the words are, ke man mata laylat al-jum'ah, أو يوم الجمعة أجير من عذاب القبر وجاء يوم القيامة وعليه تابع الشهداء, which means that a person who dies on the night of Friday or on the day of Friday, then he is shielded from the torment of the grave, and he will appear on the day of judgment such that the seal of the shuhada is on him. So this is what is recorded. And of course, another thing which needs to be understood is right after this narrative, it is also said that there's a person called Umar bin Musa al-Wajihi, who is very weak, and who is one of the narrators of this narrative. And about him, we find a very, very severe criticism by our hadith authorities. Thus, for example, we find Yahya ibn Ma'in saying, Kazzab, laysa bisiqa also, which means that he's a terrible liar, and he cannot be relied upon. Similarly, Ibn Adi says, "Huwa mimman yada'u al-hadith matanan wa isnadan," which means that he fabricates narratives, not only their text but also their chains of narration. So this is what he says. Similarly, Abu Hatim al-Radi also regards him to be a person who fabricates narratives. Dharqutni and Nisa'i say that he's matruk al-hadith, which means that these narratives have to be forsaken. And Imam Bukhari calls him munkar al-hadith. So in the presence of these comments, of course, a person who narrates such a narrative, and whatever the narration says, that then that narrative and that narration cannot be dependent or accepted. So therefore, this concept of a person dying on a Friday or Friday night and being shielded from the torment of the grave is something which has sprung from such narratives. And as I said, all of them are unreliable, all of them are suspect, and we just cannot say that a person who dies on such a day or such a night has been guaranteed a protection from the torment of the grave. As I said earlier on, this torment of the grave in itself has a very specific connotation. I have dealt with it in another talk, but of course, I'm not going to explain it here. But as far as what these narratives say themselves are concerned, then we can safely say that this is entirely wrong to believe that a person who dies on a Friday or a Friday night, then he'll be protected from the torment of the grave. أَكُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ